This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So in the Window Nation guest hotline, Fresh Take Sports, he's our colleague here on The Fan, of course. He is Cordell Woodland. Cordell, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
All right, let's start with Harbs yesterday on the Lounge podcast and the Super Bowl or bust narrative that we've talked about. The national media is talking about more pressure on the Ravens than maybe any other team to get to the Super Bowl. And then Harbaugh went napalm. Well, you've never won anything. It's phony. I thought he was a little over-aggressive in denouncing people for busting out that sort of thing. So we know Harbsy can get a little testy, break out the war references. Sounded like Stonewall Jackson yesterday with the Civil War nonsense. But what do you think of Harbs coming at the critics as hard as he did yesterday?
I mean, that's him trying to I don't know if kind of level off expectations. I don't think he, by saying that, that's changing the expectations put on this team by the outsiders and really themselves. I mean, I think it was Derrick Henry yesterday said the goal is always to win the Super Bowl, and that's not going to change for them. So I think he's just trying to, you know, relieve himself and his team of as much pressure as he can of, you know, the expectation of them having the best team in the league, making it to the Super Bowl and getting over the hump in January. But look, you can't win at this point. If you're anybody else giving them credit right now, he does what he did. If you put these expectations on them and you crown them as the best roster in the league, he doesn't want to hear that. But if you're overlooking them and you're not giving them enough credit, he doesn't want to hear that. But I think it's more so just about him trying to keep his team grounded and allow them to kind of take it one day at a time and not start to buy into their own hype.
Cordell, I don't know what you thought, but I thought, looking at Falele yesterday, I thought he looked like he in better shape than he's ever been from when I've seen him in the last couple years. Because I saw him running on some poles and stuff, you know, and then being able to go and do another play.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing for Falele. And to his credit, he usually is better in training camp than he is in mini camp and OTAs. And look, yesterday while it was hot, that's kind of scratching the surface of what it'll be. It's only getting progressively hotter. Today is hotter than it was yesterday, and tomorrow is supposed to be the hottest day of the week, I believe. So we're only getting up there in the temperature. So we'll see how it goes as camp goes on. But, yeah, always a good thing to see Falele being able to stack plays, giving full effort, not having to miss reps off to the side with a cold towel on his head. But, yeah, I usually give him credit for being in better shape in training camp than I would say in June or May.
Now, another one, Cordell, same way, whose body looks better to me, looks like he's in the best, much better shape than last year at this time, was Roquan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing watching him at the podium yesterday. You don't really see as much of that pudge now. Maybe he got a bigger hoodie or something. I don't know. I don't know. But he did talk about wanting to come into camp in better shape, and he didn't necessarily lean into the idea that he was not in good shape last year or overweight last year. But he did acknowledge that while he was an All-Pro, there were things that he felt like he could improve at. So I think him coming in better shape was clearly one of them. But I just think Roquan is a dude that, yeah, he wasn't at his typical Roquan level last year. He was still an All-Pro. I mean, he was still a really good player. But I do think he'll be much better this year. And by all accounts right now, looking at him yesterday, yeah, he did look a little thinner.
Hey, Cordell, I tell you who impressed me yesterday, and he did at the minicamp too, is D-Hop, man. Like the slant route. Remember the slant route, he had to dive in front of the free safety, made a nice catch there. And then that behind-the-shoulder one where Jair Alexander was all over him. You know, the ref called it out of bounds, but it was a hell of a catch.
Yeah, look, he's a pro's pro. He's a potential Hall of Famer. He's going to make these plays. I think back to Odell Beckham having a great camp when he was out there. He was doing a lot of the same things, and he had a lot of the same questions about him in terms of, can he still do it at this age? What more does he have to give? And I think, obviously, D-Hop is in a spot right now to where the Ravens don't need him to lead their team in receiving. But I would just, you know, I'm kind of teaching myself and cautioning everybody else not to necessarily buy into just because he's making plays right out there in camp, that means he's going to go out there and have an 800-yard season. Like, I think he's going to be dependable. I think he'll be reliable, and I expect him to kind of be there when they need him to be there. But I'm not looking at DeAndre Hopkins' season totals at the end of the year. I think his value to this team will be weighted in situations, and does he come through when this team looks to him?
I tell you, guy, Cordell, because it was the first time I saw him, was Jair Alexander. And I was impressed. You know, he made a couple of nice plays on the ball and stuff. And he's confident. He's cocky. You know, he's all those things. But he backed it up yesterday.
The dude is legit. He's been legit his whole career. I mean, he's one of those guys I really don't have many questions about. It's mostly, is he going to stay healthy? Because if he is, especially on this team, he should be, I mean, you talk about an All-Pro, he should be up there in All-Pro honors if it's all said and done. If he is able to put together a full 17, give him 15 games even, I think he'll be up there with the elites at his position. I mean, the dude's done that his entire career, and he talks a lot, and he backs it up. So I fully expect him to do what he's done his whole career, which is kind of blanket receivers. And they'll need him to do that, obviously, when you have the Bengals in this division and DK Metcalf on the other side. And those big receivers have given Ravens problems in the past down the field. Jamar Chase has torched them since he's gotten into the league. Having him out there to go along with what they already have, I mean, that's like having your cake and eating it, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. it's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right. What'd you think of the Loopster?
He was good yesterday.
Yeah.
Joe, 6-6. You can't argue with it. You can't argue with it. Had a bad snap on one of them.
Yeah.
Both kickers suffered a bad snap situation. But, yeah, I mean, so far so good for Loop. And that's what it'll be. And honestly, watching him kick the two times that he did, you're out there, and obviously we're amongst the fans and everything, and everybody's locked in to when this dude is up there kicking. Everybody's watching it. I see Bushotti out there yesterday again. He's watching from his car. It's all eyes on 33 when he gets on the field, because everybody is locked into every kick he makes or misses, because they understand what they've had at that position and understands the type of team that they have this year, and kicker cannot be that weak link.
Cordell Woodland, 105.7 The Fan. Cordell, before we let you roll, Hulkster passed away. I know you're a big wrestling guy. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah. I mean, it's always sad to see somebody go. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I was the biggest Hulk Hogan fan. I wasn't. in the ring or outside the ring, to be honest with you. But yeah, I mean, definitely my condolences go out to his family and the wrestling community. I can't sit here and ignore his contributions to the sport. He's definitely one of the big driving forces that turned WWF at the time into a mainstream juggernaut, and then WCW, and then back to WWE. So no doubt his contributions to the wrestling world is undoubtedly there. And like I said, it's always sad to see somebody lost, so I'm sure his family's going through it.
Cordell, appreciate the time as always. Stay cool out of One Winning Drive today, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
Cordell Woodland, everybody. We'll come back, take a phone call at 410-583-1057. Find out Trent, Nolan McGraw, and that NFL lunch coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from Derrick Henry, entering his second year in Baltimore, coming off one of the best seasons of his career. How much of that does he need to duplicate for the Ravens to reach their maximum offensive potential?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay,
your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.